know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
At work and on time from my Washington, D.C. studio.
Wow. That was not necessary, man.
No, nah, that was necessary.
It was necessary.
Oh, you have said stuff in the past about yours truly.
So yeah, I put him under the bus. Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, Roland?
Yes, indeed. And there are no sleeping security guards here. All right. I have always said that daddies matter, and it's amazing when you talk about this subject, people act as if you sound like you're nuts when you talk about the importance of fatherhood. And there's a new book out by NBA veteran Etan Thomas, written with co-author Nick Childs. It is called Fatherhood, Rising to the Ultimate Challenge, and Etan joins us right now. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hi, I'm pretty good, Mr. Joyner. How you doing?
Man, always great. First of all, thank you for asking me to contribute to your book. You also have essays from people like Taye Diggs, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Yao Ming, Ice Cube, Michael Moore. I mean, my goodness, Joakim Noah, Allen Houston, and of course, the foreword by Tony Dungy. Why was this book so important to you to have to get out?
Well, first of all, I'm not a fatherhood expert by any stretch of the imagination. I don't want to give any body the impression that I was trying to lecture them in this book. But this is a book that it was much of a learning process for me, as I hope it would be for anybody who reads it. This is the book that I wish I would have had when I was a young boy. That was my huge, you know, huge part of my motivation in writing it. The things that I talk about on the pages and the subjects that we explore with all different men, I mean, they're also therapeutic for me, you know. And I wanted to include a big range of men so I could be as inspirational and educational as possible. Because we're all going through the same things. You know, what affects one man is the same thing that affects the other. So what affects Tony Hawks and Andre Agassi is the same thing that affects Roland Martin and Stuart Scott. So, you know, I just wanted to create something that can really show people the different sides of fatherhood. You know, I wanted to break down the different chapters and the topics and be able to just explore, you know, it in all its totality.
Hey, Sybil, you remember that commercial when the OnStar commercial, I think that's what it was, the baby's crying in the back seat and the dad can't get it to be quiet, so then he dials the mama. I can't stand that damn commercial. I hate that commercial. And I talked about it in the book with Etan because it's a perfect example of a punk daddy who can't even take care of his child, and they think it's cute, but when you look at a lot of these commercials, daddy is always dumb,
silly,
stupid,
yeah.
Can't do nothing right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I just wrote a thing about the Huggies commercial that doing the same thing. And, you know, all these dads got, you know, they got upset and they had the same reaction that I kind of had. And, you know, I was kind of a little more after the fact, but it wasn't a good commercial. It was showing Huggies and they were like the ultimate test. If Huggies can survive these terrible, sad, pathetic dads, then they can survive anything. And I was like, wow, that's kind of messed up for Huggies to say about all fathers, you know, that we're just that sorry. And, you know, but that's just the common misconception about fathers, that, you know, we're just pretty much hopeless, you know.
How do we get young men, these individuals who are impregnating women, I'm not going to call them fathers, I call some of them sperm donors.
Okay.
How do we get them to the point to understand what their role is, their value is when it comes to that process? Because we have too many kids, girls and boys, growing up, and they have hateful feelings because dad was non-existent.
Oh, definitely. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do in this book is to show them, show young people and show people in general that there are other people who have gone through what you have gone through. So there's a whole chapter dealing with anger. And, you know, and I want to talk about the anger that I had when I was growing up. You know what I mean? And I want to talk about have other people like Kevin Powell and Lamon Rucker, I think, are in that chapter. And they're talking about the anger that they had growing up and how you have to let it go. You can't let it ruin your entire life. And I do a lot of work in correctional facilities with young people. That's just a passion of mine. It always has been. And one thing that I always see is a lot of these young people are really angry. And a lot of it stems from not having a father in their life when they were younger. And they hear all the statistics that are always thrown at them with people saying that, no, you're never going to amount to anything. These are statistics. You know, if you come from a broken home, you're going to end up here. You know, you're going to have to go to a life of crime. And I always rejected that. So I wanted to show and let young people hear, listen, you don't have to take my word for it. Listen to Ice Cube talk about it. You know what I mean? Listen to Michael Moore talk about it. Listen to Baron Davis and, and Kevin Durant talk about their experiences growing up and how they had to make the right decisions and the right choices.
What's the name of the book again?
Fatherhood, Rising to the Ultimate Challenge.
Folks, definitely pick it up. Eton Thomas, man, always a pleasure talking with you. Keep handling your business. And thank you so much for asking me to help with your book.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, have a good one.
Good All right,
job,
Roland.
Uncle Roro.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you very much.
22 past the hour.